Okay, we have Dathan Ritzenhain on the Generation UCAN hotline. Dathan, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we got 5 good minutes with you. First of all, you said you're still in Michigan, heading out to LA tomorrow. How's the preparation gone?
Yeah, it's going really good. I did my last little mini workout today, just kind of glorified strides maybe and a little bit of race pace. And I ended up going over to Grand Valley to do it because it's about 18 degrees out and -2 wind chill, so it's going to be about a 60, 70 degree increase going out there. So, but everything's gone great, and the winter has been mild, and I've been pretty lucky actually. So I can't complain about the last 2 months really.
And I guess, how would you compare your preparations to, you know, your other marathons, your PR, you know, the Olympic trials in 2008? How would you compare them?
I think I've been really happy in general. I had some hip bursitis earlier on, kind of in November, that was bothering me a little bit. But I just, you know, I cross-trained like a madman and went on Alter-G and was doing basically the same stuff I would normally do. And I got over that, you know, about, I'd say I had 10 really good weeks of training before this. And so I think really the training that I had for, you know, a 7 to 8 week period was as good as any marathon training I've done before, 207 in Chicago in 2012 and before Boston. It's kind of like a mix between the two of them, I guess. Maybe a little bit more, the quality was pretty much the same as the, as before Boston, on the interval, but my long runs, and long tempos were a little bit better actually. And so, I feel good. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, in between those two fitnesses, maybe.
Sounds like a good combination. And on the coaching side of things, is it all self-coach? What's the setup right now?
Yeah. So I've been self-coaching now for a year and a half, 2 years about. And, you know, I do use, like, so I use, very often I use Jason, probably as one of my go-tos, Jason Hartman, because he was self-coached for years, and so he had a lot of success, and being, you know, really good friends, I think that I feel comfortable sending him whatever I'm doing, and usually what I'll do is I'll send him, you know, a couple of months worth of my training, and then kind of what I have planned going forward, and he'll tell me, you know, some of his ideas. Krista Austin, who's another, she's a sports physiologist, that I know well from, she used to work with Mev, and the USOC. And so I've used her on and off for years, but really the last couple of years, she's helped me a lot. In these last two, this build up and with, Boston on kind of the timing of workouts and the intensity a little bit more. And so, and then Greg Meyer as well. I used him quite a bit. And so, but really I write my own, you know, I write my own thing and I try to work it into my normal life, having a family and stuff like that. And so I kind of try to do it based on, you know, what my normal life needs as well as maybe what's just the best on paper.
And the parting with Alberto, was it more of a, I don't know, coaching decision, a lifestyle decision? How would you describe that?
I really just, you know, I think more than anything, I wanted to come home. And, you know, me and my wife are both here from Grand Rapids, and so we wanted to be back so bad, and it was one of those things, if I didn't do it, I was going to regret it, I think, at a certain point. I just wanted, it's like you have to with kids at a certain point. If you don't do it, you don't do it. And I was also, you know, I was just kind of, I needed to change my maybe the passion wasn't quite as, you know, as strong after, you know, I had a couple of great years, but it was, you know, I just wanted that change, and so it really kind of lit a fire back under me again, being able to do a new challenge, coaching myself, and being able to come back home kind of where it started. And I love the training here and the support and stuff. And so, you know, there was multiple reasons like that, but I just, you know, I loved and I wanted to be home so bad that it made sense at the time. And I'm glad I did it, you know, and I feel like the fire is there as strong as ever now, which is important, because you can't really fake it. It's a lifestyle as much as anything. And so you gotta want it, and you gotta be enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, with the, you know, the fire still going, we got some of the, you know, older faces in the field still there. Mev's there, but there's no Abdi, there's no Ryan Hall, and you got the fresh face of Galen Rupp. Sort of, you know, how do you feel the field, and how do you feel about Galen making his debut at the trial?
Yeah, I mean, the field is great. I mean, it's, you know, I think a lot of people think, you know, that there's obvious favorites, but there's a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of people want it too. And so, I can't believe, you know, yeah, it's unfortunate that Abdi's out and Ryan retired, but I mean, Meb, I don't know if Meb will ever retire. He just keeps going and stuff. So I think, who knows about him, but having Galen in the race, as a late entry is definitely a very interesting addition. And I don't know that I don't know if it changes my approach to the race at all. Because once the gun goes off, there's no such thing as favorites. Everybody's out there, and it just matters what you've done in the preparation. It doesn't matter what you've ran before and what your potential is. You have to make it happen. And if it doesn't happen on that day, then potential and expectation doesn't mean anything. And so, obviously I'm not going to want him to be around in the last quarter mile, but just the same as I wouldn't want to let Med get away early on in the race. And so I'm a student enough of the sport to know, I think, the strengths and weaknesses of most of the competitors that I'm going to be running against. And so I've had to decide in my mind, you know, going in, who do I key off and who do I let go? Who do I try to, you know, break away from? And so, you know, having all those people in the race, it just doesn't really matter. You know, the names go out the window once the race starts.
And, you know, I lied. I said I was going to keep it to 5 minutes. So I think I got my last question in before 5 minutes were up. But, John, you got one question for Jason?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking through your career marathons, Jason, and obviously there are some very impressive performances in there. But I don't think you've ever won a marathon. And I'm wondering, you know, is it important to you not just to make a team but to win this race on Saturday?
That is true. I've never broke the tape in a marathon, and I can't think of a better place, you know, a better time to do it. I've put all my emotional energy into this race, and so it means a lot to me. And, you know, I want to make the team, I guess. You know, everybody says that, you know, the most important thing is to make the team, and it is absolutely for me the most important thing as well. But being able to cross the line first, I got to say that's up there as well. I mean, just from a person, you know, a personal standpoint, making the team is so important. And when you make those decisions in the race that, you know, whether it goes one way or the other, you have to have that in the back of your mind. Is this going to make me, risk, falling out of the top three? But, I'm going in thinking that I'm going to win it. And so if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. And so I'd love that this would be the first marathon to win.
Well, Jason, I'm glad, you know, you get pumped sort of dreaming about winning because, you know, as a fan and journalist, like, I don't think there's anything better than the marathon trials. And it sounds like, you know, you're still able to sort of, I don't know, appreciate, you know, as a kid, you know, you dream of making the Olympics and you're still able to sort of appreciate that side of things. So thanks for joining
Absolutely.
Us today. But also real quick,
thank you.
You know, you can set this up and talk a little bit about, Generation UTAN, from what I understand, you used their product before they even paid you, but I don't know.
That's true. Yeah, it's funny because back in 2000, you know, I struggled with the marathon initially. You know, it took me quite a few attempts to kind of get it right. And feeling the toughest part, and you never go that far or that hard in practice, and so you don't really know what to expect. And after the London Marathon in 2009, Krista Austin, one of the people that I use as an advisor, she kind of tried to get me to start using it then. It wasn't even a company yet. She knew Meb, and Meb was kind of, I think, starting to use it a little bit. But, you know, if someone's not endorsing it, you know, like, you know, when Meb all of a sudden endorsed it, yeah, that gives it credit. But at the time, I was like, I'm not going to do it, but I wish that I had. Maybe it would have maybe saved me 3 years of some disappointments, but it was something when I started coaching myself again, and I started using Krista as a advisor. She had helped them in the creation of it from a sports standpoint, and so I was hurt, in the fall of 2014, and I went out to Colorado Springs to the training center, and she got me a bunch of it and said, let's start trying to use it to help you change your metabolism a little bit for the marathon. And so I used it all through the fall and through the winter, and I saw a lot of big results, especially in my long, hard efforts. And so, leading into Boston, I had used it quite a bit for my long, long, hard long runs and tempos. And, I saw a huge benefit in just the quality. And so, it worked out well for the marathon in Boston because I was really undertrained and didn't really know what to expect. And I ended up I felt the best I ever felt afterwards. I was kind of bouncing off the walls, after finishing, and usually I'm looking for the ground. And so, it's been something I've kept in, and I use it a couple times a week on my long, hard stuff, and daily, for second workouts. And it's been a key for me. So it's been great to sign on with them. And, since Ned was endorsing it, I knew it had to work. So I figured, what the heck, let's give it a shot. And it certainly works.
Well, that's good to hear. And hopefully we see the bouncing off the walls, Jason Ritzenheim, on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Good luck Saturday, guys.
And see you out there tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.